We're going to be joined now by women's team manager James Mulverhill. And James, not quite sealed the title today, still work to be done, but
it's one hand on it.
I mean, today essentially because of the goal difference, we've knocked out two teams out of this race, Salford and Curzon. So, what's your thoughts on that titanic tussle we've seen today?
Do you know what, it was always going to be a graph like that. It was always going to be a physical game. We prepared, and do you know what, we threw the game plan out the window in about 10 minutes in. We had plans to man Matt for Ruse, and we just thought, do you know what, let's not worry too much about what they're doing, let's just play our game. We all believe that we're the best team in the league, so why are we adjusting ourselves and adjusting what we do for other teams? So we did that, and a few bits of sloppiness and that, but listen, it's just a graph today. Like Kirsty Chambers, people count her out, but the biggest moment and the biggest tie, we've come here and just banged that trick in.
There's two moments, isn't there, for Chambers? I mean, you could look at the hat trick and go, oh, Kirsty Chambers scored a hat trick, but she scored the opening goal.
Yeah.
Right, and she scored that all-important fourth, and that was important at the end as well.
Took the nerves off, didn't it?
Exactly. That's a captain's performance she's put in there.
Unreal. She deserves it. We said it in the change rooms beforehand. We said, listen, some players here, I've only been here as the manager for this, my first full season. I said, and I need to win the title. I'm super competitive. I said, but we've got people like Kirsty and Chelsea there who've been here for a decade, and they've never won this title. So we're so close now. We've just got to get focused, keep our mindset in the right place for the next few games, and put it to bed next week. That's the game plan, is every game at a time, put it to bed, seal the deal, and rightfully come back here in a couple of weeks and hopefully have the title there to show the fans. But listen, the fans' greatest turnout we've ever had today, I think. Like, it might not be in terms of numbers, but the voice, it was brilliant.
Yeah, it was a brilliant crowd. Obviously, when we talk about the game plan going out the window and all that, that then relies on, you know, improvisation and players digging deep and that kind of thing. It was very noticeable, the three midfielders, O'Gara, Bertrissel and Flanagan, were very, very effective in that first half, especially. We go back to our chat at Cheadle. I remember having a similar chat about the three midfielders. I think Odgrim was the other midfielder in that performance away from home. But that performance there from those three was something else.
Do you know what, it was perfect to us, because we knew that Bex Foster was going to play as a City midfielder for them on their own. We've watched all the footage, and for me it was a case of Flanagan out of possession, you're going to go and stand on Bex Foster and prevent them from doing anything. In the second half they changed the shape, Bex went and played higher up, so that's why we made the adjustment and we put Shanice Reeves on. Shanice Reeves is a more defensive midfielder of ours. Kate's legs were going a little bit and we were like, go on Shanice, you go and stand on now, you go and do a job on Bex Foster, and we adjusted. Listen, we've got probably six or seven quality midfielders who could go and walk into any team in the league. So for those three, especially who started the game, they were unreal, and I couldn't have asked more from Chelsea Flanagan there today.
Yeah.
Well, hey, untouchable.
I made a joke partway through the first half that I said I brought sunglasses, not for the sun, but as like safety goggles when Foster and Flanagan meet.
Yeah.
But that didn't really happen. And just to mention for Patient as well, because, you know, it was a tough gig, tough assignment against Abdullahi. I mean, there's been moments where Marsh and Carrington have had to help, but generally, the challenges have been made. And
there's been last-minute challenges and great performances all over the pitch. I think Chelsea Patient, there's a few there, last-ditch tackles where I think even the physicality of knowing, I think Farouz knowing that she's coming in strong and Patient's going to hit her hard, and I think that just kind of weighs in the back of her head as well, thinking, oh, do I want to be on the end of this? And
you've just reminded me, I need to mention this, based on that, Donald...
Because
Abdullahi had a moment where she was through, but you could tell, split second thought, what about those three encounters she had in the first half with Donald? Yeah. And listen, great goalkeeping.
Donald's best performance in an FC top, and there'll be things where she says, oh, I wanted the clean sheet, but that's her best performance in an FC top, because, listen, she's the fastest player on our team. Like, she actually is. When we do any sprints or any running, she's the fastest, so I want to play in high, and I think you've almost got another defender when she comes, because she just hits it clean. Like, she just empties it every time. And for a young keeper, she just turned 17, to play in a massive game like that and perform, like, listen, it's brilliant.
Yeah, and I do have to say, before we move on to, you know, Fleetwood and that kind of thing, just to mention as well, because I think if Chambers hadn't scored the important goal she scored today in a hat-trick, I would be having a strong stance with Paul and saying, no, not Flanagan, Bertwistle. She's player of the match.
Do you know what? She's... Bert Russell's got probably the best passing in the team, but she gets caught up doing some of the dirty work that people talk about, because she's so good at that as well. Like, she reminds me of back in the day, Gattuso, who played for Milan. Like, when he played in midfield, he was a beast. Like, and that's what Bert Russell's like. But for me today, I think Flanagan was untouchable, but Kirsty Chambers, her day today. She's here. She's been here for over a decade. All the fans came out to see her today. Best turnout for us this season in a massive game, and pulls a hat-trick performance out, which is just unreal.
Absolutely. Just before we move on to the next game, just to mention for Salford as well. Obviously, Salford, that's them out of the title race, unfortunately. I mean, this season, there's often been a bottleneck in the North West League because only one team gets promoted, which is ridiculous.
Four teams
really.
Could go up, really, like, let's be honest.
Four teams could go up out of this league and do really well in the division
Survive,
above.
Yeah.
So, commiserations to Salford. But
there's arguments we're talking on the same topic of the National League opening up to 16 teams, which I think it wouldn't be a bad idea. Like, in the North West especially, like, we've got some... You look at the comparison when we play teams in Tier 4 National League in the Midlands, we'd probably win that league. In the tier above, when you get to the Northwest and you see the quality of the caliber of the players, like, I'd back Curzon and Salford to go and survive in the league above. So it's a tough league, this one. I wanted to get out of it as soon as possible.
Yeah, well, it looks like that might be the case this season. Not done yet.
Yeah, not done.
Stranger things have happened. It'd be really strange though, but I mean, we are, like you say, one hand on the league title.
Yeah.
Fleetwood away, because of this performance today, James. I've got to tell you that me and Paul are going to Fleetwood now next week.
It's a big trip, Matt.
My electric car's going to do it, but we'll work it out. But that game next week, it could be done next week away from home. How do you prepare for a game like that now?
Listen, do you know what it is now? We celebrate and we enjoy. Like, it's not been scot-free this week. Like, the preparation this week was diabolical. Like, one thing I don't like is complacency. It felt a little bit like that this week, and we turned up with a point to prove today, and it's the same again. We need to not be complacent. Like, we don't even know anything about Fleetwood. We've not played them this year. I've not even seen any footage, so obviously I'll have to get some reconnaissance going this week and see where they're at. But we prepare for it like we prepare for every other game, and every game we're going to prepare for the last part of the season now is, let's try and win every single game. Like, let's try and win them all. Like, let's try and make it look at the end of the year like it wasn't even that competitive. Like, let's get 50 odd points on the board and have a when people look at it, go, oh, they've smashed that league. But little do they know that it was a few squeaky bum time. There's a few throughout the league, definitely. And this stretch of games, listen, we've had Curzon, we've had Cheadle twice, and then we've had Salford. Like, this has been a horrible fixture list for us, and we've come through it and we've not lost in any of these games, which is massive.
Yeah, it's been a phenomenal run, and this game this afternoon, I mean, you've done a good job of building it up, we have as well, and it deserved it, and all credit to both teams. But
great for women's football.
Yeah,
like,
it really was. But congratulations, James.
Thank you.
On getting this win today. Congratulations to Kirsty Chambers, very worthy winner of Player of the Match. We go again, Fleetwood away, and we'll see you Sunday.
Cheers, gents, thank you.